Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15, 18, and 19. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commands. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live." Love for God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It did not sound good. My dad turned the key, and the car only groaned. He turned the key again, and it only whimpered. He turned the key once more, and nothing. "You gotta be kidding me," Dad muttered in frustration. I grabbed the battery tester off the workbench, walked over to the car, and touched the red to the positive and the black to the negative. Nothing. "Battery's dead, Dad. A car without juice will not work." Did you know that you also were born with a dead battery? When a mom gives birth to a baby, that baby can breathe, cry, and move right away. She is alive, physically. But that same baby is also born with a spiritual defect. She cannot love God or do what God wants. She is dead spiritually. As a matter of fact, she would not want to love God or do what God says. Like a car with a dead battery, a human being without faith in Jesus will not obey God's commandments or love Him. A dead battery is worthless. It's not worth keeping. God already knows this to be true. Yet listen to Jesus. He does not look at us in frustration and mutter, "You gotta be kidding me." He says, "I will not leave you. I will come to you. I live so that you also will live." God understands the problem in us. He gave Jesus as the answer. At Easter, Jesus came out of his grave and announced, "I live." Then he immediately looked at you and declared, "You also will live." He did it by removing our dead batteries. Then he replaced them with one filled with the power of his love and life. Now we have the power for life now and forever in heaven. Do you remember when God gave your new battery? Think again of a baby. What a blessing when God comes through His promises in the waters of baptism, whether young or old. There He made you a child of God, gave you life, and gave you the juice, a heart that so loves and trusts God, it inspires us to keep His commandments. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We pray. Gracious Savior, You know our struggle with sin. Thank you for your forgiveness. Give us your Spirit and faith in you so that we can live lives of thanksgiving and obedience that show our love for God. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.